Hang on, he thought, fighting the panic. It's only fog. You're bound to get fog sometimes this close to the sea, and it's glowing like that because the sun's out. There's nothing occult about fog. It's just fine drops of water floating in the air. That's all it is. He dragged his clothes on and threw open the door to the passage and almost tripped over Gaspode, who had been lying full length in front of the door like the world's most unwashed draft excluder. The little dog raised himself unsteadily on his front paws, fixed Victor with a yellow eye, and said, I just want you to know, all right, that I ain't lying in front of your door because of any of this loyal dog protecting his master nonsense, okay? It's just that when I got back here... Oh, shut up, Gaspode. Victor opened the outer door. Fog drifted in. It seemed to have an exploratory feel to it. It came in as if it had been waiting for just this opportunity. Fog's just fog, he said aloud. Come on, we're going to Ankh-Morpork today, remember? My head, said Gaspode. My head feels like the bottom of a cat's basket. You can sleep on the coach. I can sleep on the coach if it comes to that. He took a few steps into the silvery glow and was almost immediately lost. Buildings loomed vaguely at him in the thick, clammy air. Gaspode, he said hesitantly. Fog's just fog, he repeated, but it feels crowded. It feels like that if it suddenly went away, I'd see lots of people watching me from outside. And that's ridiculous, because I am outside, so there's nothing outside of outside. And it's flickering. I expect you'll be wanting me to lead the way, said a smug voice by his knee. It's very quiet, isn't it? Said Victor, trying to sound nonchalant. I expect it's the fog muffling everything. Of course, maybe ghastly creatures have come up out of the sea and murdered every mortal soul except us, said Gaspode conversationally. Shut up! Something loomed up out of the brightness. As it got closer, it got smaller, and the tentacles and antenna that Victor's imagination had been furnishing became the more or less ordinary arms and legs of Sol Dibbler. Victor? He said uncertainly. Sol? Sol's relief was visible. Can't see a thing in this stuff, he said. We thought you'd got lost. Come on, it's nearly noon. We're more or less ready to go.
I'm ready.
Good. Fog droplets had condensed on Sol's hair and clothing. He said, where are we exactly? Victor turned round. His lodgings had been behind him. The fog changes everything, doesn't it? Said Sol unhappily. Do you think your little dog can find his way to the studio? He seems quite bright. Growl, growl, said Gaspode, and sat up and begged in what Victor at least recognised as a sarcastic way. My word, said Sol. It's as if he understands, isn't it? Gaspode barked sharply. After a second or two, there was a barrage of excited answering barks. Of course, that'll be Laddie, said Sol. What a clever dog. Gaspode looked smug. Mind you, that's Laddie in a nutshell, said Sol as they set off towards the barking. I expect he could teach your dog a few tricks, eh? Victor didn't dare look down. After a few false turns, the archway of Century of the Fruit Bat passed overhead like a ghost. There were more people here. The site seemed to be filling up with lost wanderers who didn't know where else to go. There was a coach waiting outside Dibbler's office, and Dibbler himself stood beside it, stamping his feet. Come on, come on, he said. I've sent Gaffer ahead with the film. Get in, the pair of you.
Can we travel in this? Said Victor.
What's to go wrong? Said Dibbler. There's one road to Ankh-Morpork. Anyway, we'll probably be well out of this stuff when we leave the coast. I don't see why everyone's so nervy. Fog's fog.
That's what I say, said Victor, climbing into the coach.
It's just a mercy we finished blown away yesterday, said Dibbler. All this is probably just something seasonal. Nothing to worry about at all.
You said that before, said Sol. You said it at least 5 times so far this morning.
Ginger was hunched on one seat, with Laddie lying underneath it. Victor slid along until he was next to her.
Did you get any sleep? He whispered.
Just 1 hour or 2, I think, she said. Nothing happened. No dream or anything.
Victor relaxed. Then it's really over, he said. I wasn't sure.
And the fog? She demanded.
Sorry, said Victor guiltily.
What's causing the fog?
Well, said Victor, as I understand it, when cool air passes over warm ground, water is precipitated.